This is Mile One Surf Zone with Bruce Posner on ESPN Radio 1300. 60 minutes of Maryland Terrapin Athletics with your phone calls at 410-481-1300. Now, here's Bruce Posner and Mile One Surf Talk.
Welcome to Mile One Turp Talk, January 16th, a Wednesday edition, 8 p.m. And again, we'll be on next Wednesday as well as we're being preempted on Thursday by Loyola Basketball. And I got Dino in with me tonight. And Dino, is it a great day to be a Turp or what?
After two big Turp wins, absolutely.
It's a monster, two monster wins. Anything you want to call in about tonight, 410-481-1300. We're going to get into the Ravens a little bit tonight. We're going to get into the Wizards a little bit tonight as well. But we got lots of Terp stuff. Before I start, I want to thank my dentist, Dr. Hirsch Simon. You know Hirsch?
No, I don't.
Hirsch, the All-America lacrosse player at University of Massachusetts. And his daughter plays for Rutgers. So there's a lot of... And I think his son played at Dartmouth. Brown. So... great guy, great dentist, bailed me out today. I chipped a tooth. I was in big trouble. You almost were going to have to switch roles with me tonight.
I was ready.
All right.
He could be a new sponsor.
But Hirsch, thanks a lot. You never know. You never know. Some Terp Talk business. www.terptalk.com. We have audio on there every time we post. We'll let you know when the shows are. We have more and more people joining. It's a lot of fun. You can comment. We're having new people. If you want to blog, if you got something to say, you're more than welcome to. Again, we're podcasted on www.espn1300.com. And again, next Wednesday we'll be on again at 8 o'clock. Well, let's get right into last night, Dino. Hoops, Gary Williams is still, after a really, really tough loss Saturday that we'll talk about afterwards, okay?
Right.
Let's get into the game last night. Still doesn't have the players' names or their pictures up on the wall in the locker room and... I wasn't sure who Adrian Bowie was last night when I was looking for him, but...
I didn't know he didn't put those back up already.
He still was not putting them back up, okay. You know. But he was very happy with the way they played yesterday, as he should have been. It was a huge win, 71-64, again, without Eric Hayes. Eric Hayes, it sounds like he's going to miss the Carolina game as well. Okay, but he will be back, according to Gary, for Duke. A week from Sunday at home.
That's the 27th, I believe.
Right. Again, it's that high ankle sprain, the same injury that has haunted Todd Heap.
Tough injury.
Yeah, it's a very tough one to overcome. But, you know, the team is responding, and we're going to get into Gravis right now. Let's play the audio. I got a chance to talk to Gravis after the game last night. And let's let it ride.
Gravis playing 39 minutes. Did you feel a little more comfortable when he kind of handled the ball in the second half?
Yeah, I was a little tired, you know, it's a lot of fatigue. And it's hard, man. This is a learning process for me. I know used to, you know, play that many games over the summer when my national team ain't come right back here. And, you know, go through a preseason, postseason and all that. It was hard for me. And playing 40 minutes and guarding the best players in the other team. It's all good stuff, but I'm preparing myself to win a national championship soon. So it's gonna be hard right now, but I just can't wait for my junior and my senior year because I know I can't go, you know, too ahead. But I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be a big time player, you know.
Well, you seem that you shot a lot better tonight. Was that part of the reason about not handling the ball so much?
Yeah, I mean, because it's just getting my legs tired, you know, when you run the point and just. Guarding the other guys, and then it's hard to shoot the ball, you know. I gotta get used to that, and I'm working on that big time. But you know, when I get off the ball, I can do it more easily because I don't have people, you know, putting so much pressure on me. So that's what I did today. You know, I got some really good shots coming out, you know, the two point, and it got me, and it really got me going.
All right, super game tonight.
All right, I'm sorry about that background noise, but he was pretty forthright about the way he felt, you know.
Yeah, he was, and you usually don't hear that. His 15 points in the second half were very, very big.
Well, you know, everybody's complaining about his turnovers, and his turnovers have been, they were sloppy. But take away his 22 points. I think he had 6 assists and, 5 rebounds or vice versa. You don't win that game without Gravis. And the pressure's been...
Eight assists.
Take that back, 8 assists.
8 assists.
If Gravis isn't in there contributing like he was, you don't win the game. Bowie helped a lot.
Well, they moved Bowie to the point guard early in the second half, and that was big.
Yeah, well, when Bowie came in, all of a sudden, Gravis was, you know, took a lot of pressure on him. You played basketball, I played basketball, certainly not nowhere on this level,
right.
But you know when you're being pressed and you're the guy who's got to bring up the ball, it takes a lot out of you.
It does.
It takes a lot of wear and tear. And I think that was the cause of some of the mistakes Saturday against Virginia Tech. But I got to tell you, looking at the websites and looking at TerrapinTimes.com, Gravis is getting slaughtered on there for some of the mistakes. And people just don't realize what he's been doing.
Yeah.
And you got to give him a break. And, you know, one game Tucker plays okay, the next game he doesn't. One game Bowie plays okay, then he doesn't. But, of course, Adrian Bowie, seems to be the one freshman who is stepping up into another sphere. Where does that come from? Playing for Stu Vetter, Montrose Christian. He is ready for this. He's definitely playing the game.
Bowie came up with 10 points, 8 rebounds. That was large.
10 big points. Okay.
Plus,
he brought a spirit on the bench, on the floor that was special. Again, this is Mile 1 Terp Talk. We have Dino sitting in tonight. 410-481-1300. James Gist continues to take charge. He's taking that leadership role. Gary talked about it that during the first time out when Maryland was trailing, maybe it was 7-0. Let's play the audio of James Gist. Okay.
James, Coach Williams said that after that slow start, you had a little talk with the guys in the huddle. Said you were a little demonstrative. What did you have to say?
I mean, I just had to let the guys know, look, it's time to wake up, man. We can't come out here. We can't start this game out like this. We're losing right now. We're at home. We're 0-2 in the ACC. Like, what is it that you cannot see that we got to come out here and win this game? And, I mean, I think everybody kind of clicked in and everybody realized, look, man, it's time to pick it up. Because, I mean, a few more minutes into that game, it could have really turned ugly. So, I mean, we just really had to turn it around.
As a leader on the team, how do you, you know, the team's gotten off some good starts, some slow starts. What's in your mindset when you get off to a slow start like that yourself? Because, you know, you can't do everything, but right. you want to do everything.
I mean, first off, it's like, what can I do to kind of help the team get back into where we need to be? Or what am I not doing to have us in this position right now? And, I mean, that's just myself as a leader, and that's my personal feeling. And so then, after I think about that, it's like, look, we got to wake up. Like, I mean, we can't be playing like this. I mean, any time in the game, not just the beginning of the game. I mean, if we have a slump during the game, I mean, I plan on having the same type of conversation with everybody in the huddle. I mean, just as long as the guys come out here and realize that we got to play hard and we can't lay back. I mean, this is the ACC. You've got a hard game every night, no matter who you're playing. It could be the last place team, it could be the first place team. It's going to be the same intense game.
Last question, Chapel Hill. Are you excited about Saturday?
I'm always excited to go down to Chapel Hill.
Okay, good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, that was James Gist.
And, what a leaper. What a jumper he is.
Yeah. How about the block shots? I wonder where the skill came from. You know, I've got to ask him that one time. You know, obviously he's got the ability to jump. He's got the vertical. But the timing, it's got to be something that you... It's not something that's natural. It's somewhere
right.
along the line he was taught
well,
or
apparently
trained.
They're teaching it. I mean, Gary's been teaching
well,
this.
He's
apparently.
Always...
We've had a long history of chop blockers over the years at Maryland.
Right.
I got to ask you. How are you getting access to these guys, these big names all the time, coaches and players?
Well, the basketball program, it's funny. Everybody thinks they're real tight-lipped and everything.
Right.
Their access to their locker room is absolutely wide open, and that's win or lose. Now, of course, when the kids lose, they're not in the spirit to really talk, you know, that much, but they still do. But Jason Yeaman and Williams allows... just wide open access to the media where you can, you know, I've been able to get time like this with these guys rather than have to rely on them calling in.
Apparently, there's no raps on these guys.
Not that I know of, but I mean,
right.
They'll go anywhere and they issue their opinions and, you know, it's an open situation. Let's get out to the phone. We got Bruce. Bruce, welcome to Terp Talk.
Hey, guys. Welcome
Brucey.
Back, Dino.
Thank you, baby. Good to be back.
We missed you.
What you got tonight, Bruce?
Shot blocking is timing, combination of timing and leaping ability. I'm watching what I thought was one of the premier shot blocking guys coming out of college a couple years ago, playing for the Chicago Bulls, Tyrus Thomas. You know that guy can sky, but he was primarily a shot blocker. And I think that's what it is with Gist. You know, just an assessment on the game real quick. First of all, I don't know what the hell Wake was doing after the first 10 minutes of the game. It seemed like they came out like gangbusters, and all of a sudden, I don't know whether Maryland made an adjustment, but then they started throwing up all these three-pointers
30,
that they weren't hitting.
30 attempts at three-point
what
range.
What the heck was that?
Well, you know what? Maryland, see, one thing in this year, because we've got seven losses, Maryland's defense has been consistent game after game after game. They held Virginia Tech at home to below 40%. They held Wake last night, I think, what, 36, something like that? And that creates throwing up some bad shots, and it keeps Maryland in these games, no matter who they play. But, of course, they got to hit a few buckets. You can't win games when you're not scoring.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And, you know, yeah. Whatever. What'd you think of, what's your take on Gravis?
Well, I think, as I've mentioned before, he's not really a point guard, you know, and they're putting too much on. I mean, he told you what's going on. He can't concentrate on his shooting when he's got to worry about bringing the ball up. It's, you know, it's just a whole different aspect of the game. They really need a point guard is really what it amounts to.
Well, at least they need Hayes back.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Okay. I was kind of encouraged to see Bowie, you know, step mm-hmm. up. But, you know, again, you're relying on somebody who hasn't played and is a freshman. And, you know, so it's going to be tough. But I think to rely on Gravis doing all the ball distribution for the team is just – is not right. And frankly, against a quick point guard, he's going to be, you know, if he has to play against a very quick point guard, he's going to be deemed as slow, you know? I mean, I hate to say that, you know? He's really like a small forward who has very good passing ability, you know?
Well, look, he certainly can handle the ball, but you can't break a press by yourself.
No.
Guard the best guy on the other team, okay? Be expected to be the leading scorer, okay? And
right.
also... get some rebounds. It just eventually you're going to wear down, and I think it was showing. And as soon as Bowie took over the point yesterday, Gravis really settled into a great game.
I think that's the optimum for them. Okay, the problem is they got something looming on Saturday that
well, it's
that's a tsunami
one.
Waiting to happen.
A tsunami.
I hate to think about it. You know.
Well put. However,
yes.
However, you know, Gary, Maryland has the third most victories over number one ranked teams behind North Carolina and UCLA.
Remarkable record.
It is remarkable. Of course, they get the shot at so many number ones being
right.
the same situation with Duke and Carolina.
Yeah.
But should Duke win tomorrow? Well, Duke will be number one this week no matter what.
Duke is playing right now.
Duke's playing tomorrow night, I thought. Against
no,
Georgia
they're on
Tech.
TV right now.
Playing at Florida
we're
State.
Watching Duke. Oh, Duke's playing. I mean, yeah. Carolina's playing tomorrow.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
But Duke's
right.
number five. Carolina's number one.
Let me get your take on this. I'm convinced that, you know, in an ideal situation, if Dupree was ready to step up as a starter, they would be better bringing Bombali off the bench. Unfortunately, it's just not, you know, that's just not the sequence where they're at right now.
You want to hear some, Bruce? I can't believe you said that, because last night I got an audio of Bombali, and I asked him about coming off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And when I asked him, I said, you know, you seem to do better when you come off the bench offensively.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you think about that? He looked at me, he says, I don't know, I never thought about it.
But it's true. But they don't.
But Braxton's not doing the job.
No, he's not ready yet.
No.
He's out of shape.
You know, I don't think he's conditioned to play, you know, the schedule, you know, is really what it amounts to. It's a learning process. So, unfortunately, you know, Bombali's going to be, you know, the primary starter for them, even though it would be ideal if they, you know, he could come off the bench because it gives them a lift, you know. But that's the way it is. That's the year it is, you know.
I already put on 10 pounds over Thanksgiving.
You
yeah.
did.
You know, it's amazing how they said that Braxton put on some weight. I don't know how he can put on weight during Williams' practices. It doesn't seem possible, you know. I mean, it's like drill sergeant out there as far as the amount of work that they do.
What do you think about our Dino not getting any love at all?
Gregory?
Yeah.
Well, it's been off and on, and he's not seeing time now. It seems like Shane Walker is taking some of his minutes. But, you know, Gary has worked all these guys into the lineup at some point, except Jerome Burney.
Anybody seen Burney?
He seemed buried deep in the doghouse. Why, I'm not sure. But Dino will get a shot. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Dino's got
a little bit more offense, I think. But, you know, look, he's only a freshman. It's not unusual for freshmen to barely play. He's seen minutes, so Shane Walker. So is, you know, just about even, you know, every freshman on the team has seen some time.
He's a highly touted freshman who didn't even get in some of the games where they had a lead, and I'm just wondering if he might be a candidate to transfer if he did. You know, I'm worried about that.
It's way early for that. I don't think it's there yet, okay? I don't see being discouraged, but
no, I don't either.
We'll wait and see what
Bernie's
happens.
A better candidate.
Well, Bernie, it looks like it, but who knows? Bruce, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Okay, guys.
All right.
See you, Bruce.
Again, I'm sorry there. 410-481-1300 if you want to chime in on basketball or anything, basically. Moving on now, but we talked to Bombali afterwards. You want to put out on that audio?
I just try to come in and just help the team, man, you know, because guys get out there and the game gets to a certain pace. And if it's early in the game, you can change the pace, you know what I mean, by coming in and making things happen. But, you know, if you get down 20 or 25 points and you come in, it's a lot harder to help help change the trend of the game. And so, you know, it was only like 3 or 4 minutes into the game, and I thought I could make a difference. So I just come in here and just go as hard as I can.
You took on the role of cheerleader today. It was explain what happened.
It was at a timeout, and I think they were shooting a free throw. And, the crowd, the guy was at the line with like 3 shots or something, and the crowd was just there, and I was like, look out, get loud, make it hard for him. And they started screaming, and they stayed fired up the whole game, and it just made a big difference.
All right, great game tonight.
Thanks, man.
All right, that was Bombali Osby. What, somewhere
16 points and 11
he's
rebounds.
He's playing unbelievable. How about his foul shooting? 4 for 4. I mean, it's not the kind of guy you can leave him in there down the wire, which is crucial on this team.
Yes. Heck of a game.
Yeah, he's playing very, very well, and he's stepped up to 30 minutes. Hmm. If we could get 10 good ones out of Braxton, the position would be locked in, okay? But we're not getting those 10 minutes.
No.
And, you know, and we better get something on Saturday, because you know Bombali is going to have some foul trouble with Hansborough. He's just not going to be able to take him as easily as he's been guarding some of the people.
Did you get a little nervous down the stretch last night? Truth.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think you had
I did.
I never did. You had a set. You know, those games where you don't lose the lead, per se, you never seem to lose the game.
Well, I couldn't get that Virginia Tech game out of my head.
Yeah, well, of course, that was on the road, though, and that's a big difference.
Big
and let's get to Virginia Tech a little bit. Gravis is everywhere. I was at Comcast the past two nights for the women's game and the men's game. Everybody was talking about Gravis's last shot against Virginia Tech, and he admitted it was a mistake. Williams called the play as it should be, which was Gravis to drive the length of the court, take a layup, or dish it to Osby or Gist. That's the play when there's 9 seconds
when
left.
When you are down 1 point, you have to drive.
Right.
To draw
of course,
a
you
foul,
might get a foul. You don't know what can happen. He made a mistake, though. What are you going to do?
I don't get the mistake. Shooting outside, like, get off balance.
Well, the first thing, he started walking the ball off.
I was going to say.
Right.
He was bringing it up very slowly, like, get all the time in the world.
Right, so he lost 2 or 3 seconds there.
Yes.
And then he pulls up from 20 feet on the run, or 25
off
feet.
Off balance.
I mean, he shot up a prayer, but he knew it was wrong. He knew what Williams had told him what to do. But should we have been in that position? We're up by 5 with a minute left, and just some real unfortunate bounces of the ball on rebounds. Things just went right to Virginia Tech.
We missed out on a lot of loose balls in the second
half. We did miss out, but the ball was not bouncing their way, to be honest with you. And before I let it go, I wanted two things about last night's game. I thought this kid, James Johnson, for Wake, looked fantastic.
Yes,
okay?
He did.
I mean, he had a couple jams and a couple three-point shots. I thought that he was very, very impressive. And I don't know, did you get to hear the moment of silence for Skip Prosser before the game?
No, I missed that.
I didn't think it was on because it was pretty early, but it was pretty impressive. I mean, the place came to a halt, and everybody clapped for Skip Prosser, and the guy's sorely missed.
Well-deserved.
Sorely missed.
I think Johnson was a Maryland recruit, if memory serves.
Okay. This is Mile 1 Terp Talk. We're in with Dino. This is ESPN 1300 Radio. There's the song, and we will be back after the break.